Hello, this is Mike Peters providing my take on Everton's transfer day dealings. And no doubt that signing a striker was a priority. So signing Dennis Strachan, whatever the hell his name is, Strachraporte, or whatever the hell his name is, don't know anything about him. I don't think any of us know anything about him. Will be a useful addition. He's 24, he's 6'3". His goal scoring record in Argentina is good. He's season long loan, so it's minimal risk. Is useful. Royston Drenthe again. Obviously, he must have something about him if Real Madrid were prepared to throw a lot of money at him to sign him. Obviously, width, that's a good thing. The Beckford deal, good business. A player that costs us nothing. Minimal risk in terms of outlay. Therefore, four and a half million is a super bit of business. Haven't got a problem with us selling him. I think he had a good season last season, but took too many chances, chose the wrong options at too many times. Wouldn't have fancied seeing him for another year, I think. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and we are beggars at the moment. The Yakubu deal is a good deal. It's just a shame it's taken so long to actually materialise, whether it was for Leicester, West Ham, Galatasaray, whoever it, Fenerbahce, whatever, Blackburn, fair enough, good signing for them. The Arteta deal makes me furious, not because Arteta is going. I wouldn't have blamed him if he'd gone to Arsenal 2 years ago, and it's a good signing for Arsenal. The problems I've got is A, the price. I think 10 million for a player at 29 with a player with 4 years on his contract is extremely cheap. But more importantly is the timing of it, is that we've let three players go out, thus leaving 15, 16 million in the kitty, whatever it is, we don't know, with no opportunity for spending it. Now, I'm recording this at 11:45, and we all know what happened a few years ago with Fellaini, that he wasn't even on the radar at 11 o'clock or midnight when the transfer window shut, and it was only 2 a.m. that there was even an inkling that he would come. Can lightning strike twice? I don't know, but I think this is just a damning of the transfer policy of the club. We knew we had to sell to spend. Okay, fair enough. I don't blame, I think, you know, Bill Kenwright had my sympathy after the Blue Union episode. I think that was appallingly handled by them and just completely undermined what they were trying to do. But I think this is just a disgrace. You're selling our most creative player with no opportunity to reinvest the money as it stands at the moment, and I'd be amazed if lightning strikes twice. You can't rely on Ross Barkley to do this. So, what is the thinking? I've got no problem with Arteta going. Good, we've had 6.5 years out of him. All right, he's not been brilliant the last 2 years since he's come back from his injury. Okay, from that point of view, arguably it's a good bit of business. But where's the opportunity to reinvest and improve the squad? The squad is thinner now than it was this morning. What do we do? What do we do? We now can't spend this money till January. And guarantee the bank's going to take some of it. And anybody we want to buy in January now, we're going to have to pay a premium on, because we're buying them in January and they know that we've got 15, 17 million pounds in the kitty from the Arteta, Beckford and Yakubu deals. We've got one less striker. Can Velios, Barkley, people like that step up to the plate? I don't know. Love to hear your thoughts. Tweet me at DJ Mike Peters. That'd be great to hear. Otherwise, in Moyes we trust. Still trust Moyesy. I don't think this was his decision. Arteta wanted to go. Fair enough. You let him go. Disappointing things. We couldn't sort this. This couldn't have happened earlier in the day. And we couldn't have got Yossi Benayoun. But nonetheless, let's keep the faith with the boys. Let's support the players. Support the manager. Support the backroom staff. Sorry, Bill. You no longer have my support. Come on, you Blues.